Real estate loans and other financial opportunities mentioned on this show are offered by various companies, entities, and or organizations that may not be directly owned, managed, or controlled by the Real Estate Life. All credit decisions, including loan approval rate and APR, will vary based on your specific loan request and credit profile. The information provided on this show is merely to allow the listener the ability to become more familiar with such potential opportunities and to obtain more detailed information on the suitability of such opportunities to the listener's personal and financial situation from the companies, entities, and or organizations involved.
A new home you've dreamt about for years, and there's only one thing standing in your way: getting a loan. Rest assured, United Mortgage Corporation of America is here to help make your dream a reality. Get answers, get results, get the service you deserve. What kind of loan do you have? Call now at 888-LIFE-980. That's 888-5433-980. Or go to the web at yourrealestatelife.com and take action today.
Morning and welcome to Your Real Estate Life. It's your day in real estate radio. Boy, it's the end of the first quarter, and boy, there's that voice. Time to change, right? You know, I'd like to talk to you about your real estate life. That's what we're here to do. Been on the air for 18 years here in Southern California, been in the mortgage space for over 37 years. I'm Mike Harris, President and CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. Go to our websites at yourrealestatelife.com or unitedforloans.com. Our past programs are listed in there for your review. After this program, it will be posted there where you can review or listen or anything you missed. If you're hearing us for the first time, welcome. Welcome to our program. What we do here is try to save you money when it comes to financing. If you're not financing anything as yet and you're looking to purchase a property, it's getting you pre-approved. It's making sure you have the right affordable debt to income ratio. Whether you're doing a purchase for your own place to live or you're purchasing a property for rental income and investment, we can do both the same. Now, here in Southern California, we're licensed in California. We're also licensed in Colorado. We're licensed in Texas, Montana, and the state of Washington. Now, in those states, we could do forward loans and reverse mortgages for primary property. When it comes to investment property, we're able to close loans in 46 states. 46 states. Now, I'm not going to list all 46. We're going to go the other way. Don't call me for Vermont. I'll give you a referral. Don't call me for North Dakota. I'll give you a referral. Sorry, Nevada. I'll refer. And then also, what is the other one? South Dakota. So for those states, I will refer other individuals for investment property as well. But when it comes to the other 46, I'm here to help. We're able to do what is called debt service coverage ratio loans, where the rent offsets the taxes and insurance, and we're able to get those loans done. We're also able to look at commercial loans. Commercial loans, when they're mixed use, maybe cross-collateralization, maybe a blanket loan where you have multiple properties and we're utilizing equity to offset one for the other. Maybe you don't have equity in one, but you have equity in the other. So a negative two and a positive two becomes zero. Well, we don't want zero. We need some equity. But maybe one offsets the other and one has strength. And then based upon the ability to have enough equity, then we can have releases to various collateral to that loan. So complicated, but not as much as you may think. Those of you who have multiple property understand the concept. If not, we'll discuss it and see what's best. We're working through an avenue right now with an individual who had 6% rates. She was okay. But that amortized rate had a lot of interest volume currently that she was spending, and she kind of bothered her. She was happy with the rate, but then she looked at it and said, oh, I don't like this 60, 70% I'm paying. Yeah, it was a lot. So we're looking at a loan that we can cross-collateralize, utilize an interest-only loan. And you're saying interest-only, she's not paying any principal. Well, she was barely paying any principal already. But now we're going to use that to do principal reduction based upon her lifestyle and what she was doing. So now if she's at, instead of six amortized, I'm going to throw a high rate. A high rate in this example, 10. Well, how is 10 better than six? Well, interest only 10 is 10% interest. amortized 6%, she's paying close to 70%. So if she's paying 10% and taking the difference and dumping it down on principal, she's reducing principal sooner and creating additional equity and paying off debt faster. So we're going through those illustrations. Now, we can do that whether it's commercial or residential, or even if it's just a primary, or even just debt, credit cards, car payments, student loans. I'd like to run this analysis with you and show you how to eliminate your interest volume footprint. Eliminate debt sooner, become debt-free, clear up that debt, increase your discretionary monthly monies to allow you to create additional wealth or be more comfortable. That's what we'll talk about today. You're listening on Newstalk 1590 KVTA. You're streaming at kvta.com. You can listen to our past shows, as said, at yourrealestatelife.com. But what we're doing, we're helping you create a better outcome for you and your family, whether you're starting a family, whether you're moving through that cycle, saving for college and tuition for items in the future. Maybe it's your retirement. Understanding that you will have that ability to create additional revenue streams and become debt-free much sooner. I'm Mike Harris. I'm a mortgage professional. I'm with United Mortgage Corporation of America. We'll have more after the break.
Your equity position has started to improve? Call about the removal of your private mortgage insurance or mortgage insurance premium and save money today. Call 888-5433-980.
A lot in the world is out of your control, but one thing you can control is your debt, and it could be as easy as realizing you've got a secret stash. Southern California housing prices have never been higher, and your home could be worth two or three times what you bought it for. So why not take advantage of that equity? You could get cash out and pay off high-interest credit cards, or take care of a home improvement project. Refinance for a reason with Mike Harris, CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. You're not calling someone who has to check with their boss's boss to see what rate you get. You're calling the man with the answers, a banker who will get you results. You can relax knowing Mike spends your money the way he spends his, sparingly. He won't rest until you get value for your money. So you may want to throw up your hands over the state of the world, but hey, you can relax knowing your finances are totally under control with United Mortgage Corporation of America. Call United Mortgage Corporation of America at 800-230-0168. That's 800-230-0168. And tune in to Mike Harris on The Real Estate Life on Sunday at 7 a.m. on K-Earth 101 or visit at unitedforloans.com.
Welcome back to Your Real Estate Life. It's Your Day in Real Estate Radio. I'm Mike Harris, President and CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America, unitedforloans.com. You can email us at any time, webinar@aheadformoney.com. When you email there, what I'd like to do is I'd love to invite you to a Tuesday night webinar to help educate you further about eliminating debt, creating wealth. If you're not able to attend on a Tuesday evening at 6 p.m., that's fine. Let's have our own meeting. I could send you out some links as well to get more familiar. But you can call or text 888-543-3980 to let me know. I can text back to you if it's a text line, some links in the access. Love to know who you are as you attend that meeting. So this way I can keep an eye there and understand and see what you liked, what you didn't like, and see what we can do and make sure you're not getting additional emails. My biggest goal is making sure you get wanted items and not unwanted items. And not having you get certain items is not good either, because getting you on a better path to save more of your money is what's important. And that's why I want to show you, if there's a program to eliminate most of the interest in your life, pay off all your debts, business or personal, even your mortgage in as little as one third or one half the time, the normal time. That's the normal time. That's the bank's plan. And it's not about refinancing. But it's not changing your lifestyle either. We're not putting you on a diet. We're not going to eliminate the things you want to do. We're just going to do things a little bit different and a little bit better. Let's find out more. 888-543-3980. You know, in our local LA market here in Ventura County market, I want to talk to you about the equity you have in your home. Some of you have great equity. Some of you do not have a home equity line of credit. More debt? No. I want to have something there as a buffer and a protective item. So you have something in case you need it. You only pay interest on what you owe. But if I were to show you conservatively how to use an equity line for very minimal balance, very minimal interest, to reduce 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 2 years, 3 years, even more off your first mortgage and decrease your interest footprint, would you be intrigued? I hope you would. That's why I'd like to get to go to Tuesday night or a one-on-one webinar. But if I can show you the ability to utilize an equity line, whether you're self-employed and I show cash flow, or I do that with income qualifying or limited review, and we use $5,000, $10,000. First of all, if you had a 10% line of credit interest rate and you paid interest only, your interest payment is very minimal. But if I was to wipe out thousands of dollars of interest on your existing first utilizing discretionary monies, we're going to do this major fold. And we're going to show you one way that you can save thousands. That's some of the stuff I like to show you. It's doing things a little bit differently because you do have a plan right now. It's just the bank's plan. They're wanting you to spend and buy your home twice, in some cases in current markets, 2.5 times. Why? Let me show you how you can decrease that footprint from a mortgage perspective, but also from a finance perspective. And if you're in the finance arena, you're insurance, you're a realtor, you're a CPA, you're, as I said, insurance, a financial planner, a divorce professional, any of those areas, even credit. Credit consultation and credit utilization and people that are there helping people do better, life coaches, money coaches. If I gave you another tool in your toolbox for referral or you to existingly help others get out of debt sooner, create more wealth, be able to create more balance in their life, would that make a difference in your business? Probably would. And if you're an individual unrelated to those services, have you heard from your professional regarding this? Something to help you with your money, helping you create balance? Why not? Maybe you should hear about it and then let them know about it. But 888-543-3980, that's 888-543-3980, Tuesday night webinar, 6 p.m. here Pacific time. We're here doing that webinar on Tuesday evening for you. If that evening call or webinar is not convenient for you, we'll gladly do it whenever you like, one-on-one. We'll set an appointment. That appointment will be with me directly, and I'll be happy to take the time to do that for and with you. You can email me at webinar@aheadformoney.com, aheadformoney.com. My week calendar does get full. I go 8 days out on my calendar for scheduling. I do fill fairly quickly, so I apologize if that exact time isn't there, but maybe call me and we'll talk about it. 888-543-3980. We'll figure out a time that works best. Sometimes my calendar, I don't have certain times open for certain reasons, but maybe I can make some allowances depending upon when you're available, and we could set that appointment off calendar. So I have no problem doing that. It's what works best for you. This upcoming week, we're going to be watching the current economic calendar as well. We're actually already here on Monday in April. So these are real items here for April. We have the S&P U.S. Manufacturing PMI, the final number, construction spending, and ISM manufacturing as we head here into quarter number 2. On Tuesday, we have factory orders, job openings. We have Austin Goolsbee speaking from the Chicago Fed. We have Cleveland Fed President Loretta Meister speaking. San Francisco Fed Mary Daly speaking. And we have U.S. auto sales also coming out. Also then on Wednesday, we have the ADP numbers coming out for employment, S&P, U.S. services, PMI final, ISM services. And we also have John Williams. He's moderating discussion there from the New York Fed president's position on Thursday, April 4th. We have initial jobless claims, U.S. trade balance. Again, Goolsbee speaking, Austin Goolsbee, Chicago Fed president, and the Cleveland Fed president speaking again. It's a replay of our earlier Tuesday on Thursday. On Friday, we have the employment numbers coming out, non-farm payrolls, unemployment rate, hourly wages, year over year, and we have consumer credit. So we got a lot going on. We got a lot of people speaking. We're going to get better clues leading into the second day, May 1st, next Fed meeting, whether it's going to be coming up then or it's going to be moving into the June meeting. They're still talking about three moves this year and with six meetings. So as it goes to five meetings and four meetings and three meetings, we should be seeing some moves somewhere there in the middle as we head into the end of the year with the election and two meetings even after election time. So we got a lot of stuff happening. And with that said, we're watching interest rates, mortgage rates to be exact. We're seeing loans that have interest-only features, and we're watching people actually pay off their debt before that interest-only period of sometimes in cases 3 years, 5 years, or even 10 years gets wiped out, or they owe very little. So we're watching how we can use interest-only options to eliminate debt sooner because your interest volume footprint is so darn big. When you get an interest rate at 6.5%, you're paying 73% interest or even higher, holy cow. Take a look at your mortgage statement. You tell me how much is going towards interest and how much is going towards principal. And you tell me if that looks like a good thing. So these are the things that I like to bring to your attention, not to give you bad news, but I'm trying to make it better for you. That's your money. You work hard. Yes, it's somebody telling you, hi, what do you want your payment to be? Well, it means you're paying more somewhere else longer. I want to make that go the other way. I want a better plan for you, and I want you to take a better understanding of that so you can provide for you and your family and create less stress. Keep that money. Let's sew up that hole in the pocket and make sure you're not leaking out change or dollars. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. You know, last week's program, I talked about representation. I talked about having a professional work on your team and on your side. We've seen a lot of changes going on right now with NAR, National Association of Realtors, and the settlement suit that they did. It's really tough. We're seeing that these changes could change the cost of owning maybe, but does it? Is it really saving you maybe $12,500 on average to sell a home? But then if you don't have the right representation on the people coming in, is it going to cost you more aggravation, more time, and who's subsidizing and who's paying? So it's easy to say one side, but knowing the other and the unknown is what I fear most. So under that notion, I've been doing a lot of research to various programs and lending sides of what I can do as a owner of a mortgage banking company. Now, as a licensed broker here in the state of California, I don't need or want to put on a realtor hat and subsidize all the differences. I do my best to represent our clients, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to be doing the coordinating to see the property, access to see it, negotiate, do inspections, access when the appraisal, I can order the appraisal, but then accessing coordinating times to meet now the other side because maybe you don't have. Getting all the guidance together and all the things that are done that are taken for granted that your realtor does and does very effectively. And sometimes the cost is actually understated versus overstated. It's needed items. And until time that you actually have that liability, responsibility, you don't even understand. But what we're trying to do is subsidize monies to allow you to still have professional representation if the seller is not going to pay the commission of that buyer's agent. If that's the case, hopefully you're getting a better price to the property. if you're getting a better price for the property, that's saving you future money maybe, but we want to make sure you keep that money and have professional advice. So we have some programs that we are utilizing to give 3.5% or even up to 5% towards down payment and or closing costs, and then additional monies that are coming from the lending side that may subsidize and additionally allow maybe buy downs or other items that we can do to help gain that money back in your wallet so you can actually gain the professional advice needed. There's a lot of coordinating when it comes to insurance, as I've talked about on current programs, gaining that knowledge early from the lending end. You'll gain some of this, but you won't have that professional dedicated to treat and work for you when it comes to that property directly. Yes, we do a lot of that and we coordinate with those professionals. But when I don't have that other professional, it's me, myself, and I. Sometimes I joke, we get in arguments, you know, me, myself, and I get in the middle. I'm teasing. But I want to make sure you're represented right, but I don't want you to sacrifice. Just because I'm licensed doesn't mean I live in that space every single day and do the functions of a realtor. Just because I understand how to do it doesn't mean I should be performing the surgery. I need the surgeon. I need the specialist. Okay, I have a general overview, but I need that specialist. So if you don't have that representation going in, that is also to your detriment. I want to help. Call us today, 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. I've seen so many times where we have an individual that's not represented, even sometimes when it's for sale by owner, and we have someone and we try to do it themselves, it's leaning on others who aren't necessarily knowledgeable on all aspects, and then you're leaning on escrow, title, and they're not even consulting, let's say, an attorney, let alone a realtor. And in some cases, they end up spending more money because of the problems that one or both parties have caused. I need you to really understand what saving some money can do by costing you much, much more. So a lot of stuff to still be ironed out, getting into law, understanding if it is, but some places actually already adapting or adopting to this already. Consumers not quite understanding it. Even realtors and other professionals, as NAR is fundamentally changing home buying and selling industry and seeing how that's all panning out. Talk to some individuals in the business, get some ideas, find out and make sure you're protected. Give us a call, 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. Now, we're watching what's going on in the interest rate market. We're seeing interest rates slowly moving down in some cases, but it's marginally making some differences. But until you cross over 5.3%, you're buying your home twice. If you have a 30-year mortgage, you're paying your principal and you're paying it again in interest. You're doubling up. So I want to get you below 100% on your interest volume and actually more resemble the rate that you deserve. And some people will say, well, my rate's at 275. I'm doing great. Well, when you started off, you were a little over 60%. So, you know, and overall, you're going to end up at about 50 some odd percent over the life of your loan. So if you have the bank's plan, that's where you're going to end up. I like to show you how I can get that down to single digits, under 1% even, so I can make that go away. We have some individuals that are becoming debt-free in 3 to 7 years, as little as. Depends on your discretionary and monthly monies and what you're doing. I took my numbers from 26.4 years down to 12.3 years on my own, and then under the program, I took it down to 7.9. So here in California, that's pretty darn good. Depending upon what you owe and what your footprint is, we can gain it even better. I had a woman who I took it down to 3.4 years. She was astonished. So I told her I'd like to give her some more discretionary. Gave her back some discretionary. It was 6.8 years. She goes, I like the 3.4. Okay. So in some cases, people are actually improving their debt-free date from age 90 down to age 70, saving 20 years. And they're thinking about it. I'm not sure what to think about, but we'll see. We'll see. But I want to talk to you, whether you're getting started on your journey or you're looking to try to tie it all up and gain some additional funds and monies so you can do what you want to do, whether it's getting an equity line of credit whether it's getting the right setup to the right way to pay interest, that's what we'd like to talk to you about. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. Now, when we take a look, we don't lead with running credit. We'll talk to you about credit. Now, when you get your credit score, you might be able to get your actual mortgage scores, and that's great. But many of you get what is called your consumer scores. Your consumer scores aren't necessarily your mortgage scores. There's different directions and different ways to read. So if you have a consumer score, that's usually your highest score. Then you have a car score that's usually in between, and then you have your mortgage score, which is the lesser of the three. So when you mention to me a consumer score, something maybe you get on your monthly statement on your credit card, and sometimes they keep track of those for you, it gives you an idea and a direction. So you say, well, I'm at 783. What do you mean I'm at 720? Well, they're different scores in related items, but it gives us an idea of a direction of an unknown that maybe we need to look into. It also gives us the idea of your down payment and where that goes, and we then look at your equity position. Later on in the program, we'll talk about reverse mortgages. We're going to talk about how those are going and how people are getting solicited to redo the reverse mortgages and what you should and what you shouldn't listen to. I'm Mike Harris. We'll have more after the break.
Get pre-approved for your home purchase. Your landlord loves you. You're making their mortgage payment. Own for less than you pay for rent. Call 888-543-3980.
A lot in the world is out of your control, but one thing you can control is your debt, and it could be as easy as realizing you've got a secret stash. Southern California housing prices have never been higher, and your home could be worth two or three times what you bought it for. So why not take advantage of that equity? You could get cash out and pay off high-interest credit cards, or take care of a home improvement project. Refinance for a reason with Mike Harris, CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. You're not calling someone who has to check with their boss's boss to see what rate you get. You're calling the man with the answers, a banker who will get you results. You can relax knowing Mike spends your money the way he spends his, sparingly. He won't rest until you get value for your money. So you may want to throw up your hands over the state of the world, but hey, you can relax knowing your finances are totally under control with United Mortgage Corporation of America. Call United Mortgage Corporation of America at 800-230-0168. That's 800-230-0168. And tune in to Mike Harris on The Real Estate Life on Sunday at 7 a.m. on K-Earth 101. Or visit at unitedforloans.com.
I've been laid off from work, my rent is due. My kids all need brand new shoes.
Welcome back to Your Real Estate Life. It's your day on Real Estate Radio. You're listening today on News Talk 1590 KVTA. It's Saturday morning, and we're here talking about your real estate life. I always want to know, what kind of loan do you have? How much interest are you paying? And then how are you paying that back? Under what timeline? Under what kind of loan is it? Is it an amortized loan, one that's heavier towards interest early? Does it have an interest-only period where maybe we can attack that interest sooner and gain more principal reduction? What's your discretionary at the end of every month? What's left over? A dollar? $5? $10? $100? $1,000, somewhere in between. I want to understand where that money goes and then have you assess on a better way and strategy based on timing and debt and what you can do maybe better. You know, if you have six decisions to make every month about how much I go here and how much I go there after your minimums, that's 720 combinations. Congratulations, you were perfect this month. Do it again next month. Ugh, how exhausting. Now, some of you have spreadsheets and various items you put together, and how much time are you spending on those spreadsheets that you're very proud of, but how much extra time is it taking you to be perfect, if you're perfect, to say that? Are you just getting on the green? Or are you getting closer to the hole? You know that 4 1/4 inch, 4 inches deep hole with the flag in it? Are you actually getting right into that with not even having to pull the pin? Or how many putts is it taking you to even get in the hole? and you keep putting and putting and putting and costing you more strokes, and in that case, it's costing you more money and more money and more money and more time that you don't have. Let's try to eliminate those strokes. Eliminate those said money decisions and get you on a better path with a perfect financial GPS giving you advice. You can hear it. You can take it or ignore it, but it will let you know the consequences, just like your GPS in your car or on your phone tells you the consequences of going straight, not making the turn, and then it goes recalculate and tries to get you back on path. But maybe that perfect path that you know very well and you know how to get there, all of a sudden is telling you to go another way. And then until you get there, you realize, oh gosh, there was an emergency. There was an accident. Well, the bridge got flooded, or whatever the case may be. It was telling you to go another way for a reason. Better technology, more information is sometimes better. Now, we all learn that sometimes more information gets us more and more trouble too. But nonetheless, this is for your finances and getting you to zero or creating more wealth sooner. Wouldn't you want to know the best method to get there? And then you make the decision whether you want to listen or not, but know that it actually existed? I would think so. I would think so. And it doesn't take much time to do so. It's going to save you time for what you spend doing what you do today to make decisions that may be less than perfect. I want to invite you to a webinar. Yes, a little time. A one-hour webinar to get more information, or if you can't attend on Tuesday at 6 p.m., still email webinar@aheadformoney.com, and I can send you a Calendly link for your own time and place to do this. But also, I can send you a partial presentation and three additional links with examples and demonstration that you can watch on your own. Replay, watch again, whatever you want to do. Then I would love to hear from you and see what you thought about it. Is it something that you think you could do? Is it worth the savings of a third to a half of your current debt obligation without changing your lifestyle and becoming debt-free that much sooner? Is it worth it? Is it worth you having less stress, having better or perfect decisions that go in concert to what you are thinking already? But having someone smarter in the room that doesn't talk back, making perfect recommendations, I think it's worthwhile. It's not going to cost you anything to email. webinar@aheadformoney.com. If you include, I have your email address then, but if you include your name, and if you want to text, throw your phone number, I can send you those links. Watch them. Don't watch them. It's actually to your advantage to find out how you can do better, even on your own or with this assistance. I've had individuals shave a few extra years, but again, you're throwing the dart, you're maybe hitting the target somewhere, but you're not hitting the bullseye. I want to make sure you're getting closer to that bullseye or the number you're shooting for. So I can give you some helpful thoughts, but it just kind of gives you the ability to do a little bit more of the surgery, but maybe you shouldn't be doing that surgery. I don't want you following the bank's plan. I want you doing a plan that makes sense for you and your family and your finances. I've been in the money arena now for, 37 years plus? Been around the money game for quite some time doing this. Yeah, I should know most everything, right? Well, I was leaving 4 years on the table. That 4 years was costing me six figures. Yeah, I really felt smart then, didn't I? But I was smart enough to understand and see that I needed some additional assistance. Having technology step in to do things that perhaps I was not is also a good sign that I saw that. You're always learning. You're always doing things better than you have before. There's always different ways to do things and having the open mind to understand and do that. That's what I'm asking you today. You may live in the financial arena and space, but if I can show you how to gain an ability to show your clients a better way, free up discretionary monies to allow you to provide better service for them, that would be huge as a professional. As a consumer, if you're not getting that professional direction or advice, let's talk to you directly here. And then you can share that with anyone else. But it's reaching individuals one family at a time, creating wealth, and moving forward by eliminating debt. Some people are just looking to eliminate debt and live a better life. Some people are trying to eliminate debt, create wealth, more income coming in to offset, which would also then create a better life for them. But we want to have that path and those decisions available. 888-543-3980. That's 888-LIFE-980. We're here to make a difference. I'm Mike Harris, President and CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America, UnitedForLoans.com. We can help you when it comes to saving money, getting the right loan for you and your family going forward when you're buying real estate, getting it financed, creating an ability to utilize an equity line for the right reason, for the right time, to eliminate interest volume, amortized interest for simple interest and decreasing debt. We're helping people on forward and reverse mortgages. On the reverse mortgage space, we can help people 55 years of age and older with some, 62 with others, but we need to look at the equity position that you may or may not have. We need to understand if an equity second on a reverse makes sense, if it's what is called an equity avail somewhere in the middle, or a traditional reverse mortgage. But many of our seniors are getting solicited to redo their equity or their reverse mortgages. I want to make sure you are not victim to something that you're being churned to do. Got a lot of calls this week on that. We'll talk more when we come back right after the break.
Looking for a place to start? United for Loans is the place for you to start your refinance or purchase process today. Call 888-543-3980.
You can save thousands of hard-earned dollars over the life of your loan, but you need to act now before rates increase. Take control of your financial future and call United Mortgage Corporation of America today at 888-543-3980. Have them put their decades of experience to work for you and lower your interest rate while you still can. Rates will increase. Why wait? Call United Mortgage Corporation of America today at 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980 or online at unitedforloans.com.
Lending can be a bit confusing. Numbers can be tossed from one direction to another. How can you make it all stop? United Mortgage Corporation of America, UnitedForLoans.com, can be your guide. Call directly at 888-543-3980 for what you need to know when financing a home of your dreams or commercial property. Call now at 888-543-3980 or visit at UnitedForLoans.com. That's 888-543-3980.
Welcome back to Your Real Estate Life. It's Your Day in Real Estate Radio. I'm excited to be here. Hey, we're already at the end of the first quarter. We're starting quarter number two on Monday and April Fool's Day. But no, that's not incorrect. That is correct. So just make sure you're getting the right information and the right advice and you actually take it as such on that Monday coming up here. But we're here to make sure you're making these decisions and making them properly and understanding these before you actually run into them and go, uh-oh. I want to make sure you understand the loans that you have, where they're traveling, and what you can do to alter their path and utilize a perfect financial GPS. Now, before the break, we were talking about reverse mortgages. I was alluding to the fact that many individuals are receiving phone calls from other so-called mortgage professionals talking about redoing their reverse mortgage. Now, in some cases, the equity position has improved due to the fact that the value of the home has gone up. And of course, they're a little bit older, causing the actuarial tables and the numbers to change slightly. But what you have to remember also, interest rates have gone up. So with interest rates going higher, that also makes the numbers a little bit more offsetting. So some of the higher interest rates have offset the benefits of the higher value and also the possibility then of increase of age. So we have to see if that even makes sense. But some individuals are not looking for more money because they still have a line of credit on their reverse, and that's been also increasing. Some people took all that money out and maybe they're depleting their assets, and maybe that's a possibility. But it's running those numbers and understanding that the cost of obtaining the loan by some will actually absorb or take away all the benefits of the increased equity. So many individuals are looking to rewrite for marginal numbers but make a huge amount of commissions. So those are the things that you really need to watch. As host here at Your Real Estate Life and a licensed individual also doing reverse mortgages, as I mentioned, in 5 states, we are giving advice to individuals who are calling for that advice and making sure you're getting the right information. Sure, I'd like to help write the loan if it makes sense, but this week we've had the ability to help seniors and guide them to and explain to them why, and now they understand there's no reason for them to actually do something. And they didn't have something, but it was meant and it was shown to be urgent. And one individual had actually mentioned to them that they asked them to call me. And the person's response was, or the other lender's response was, well, you know, in the lending industry, many of our loan professionals and loan individuals are no longer in the business, so he's probably not in the business anymore. Okay. So, you know, you're going to hear various things and you need to make sure you have the information you need to make the right decisions, but also not be taken advantage of. We're going to see some call changes going on, I believe, with some of the solicitations and various calls that you may or may not be getting, of course. But one thing is that I want you to be very careful of. When you apply for a loan, I want you prior to applying, prior to talking to anybody and anyone running your credit, I want you to write this down. Take a moment or remember this if you can. I want you to remember optoutprescreen.com, www.optoutprescreen.com, 888-5-OPT-OUT. If you go there, you register, you're not going to get the 34 to 60 phone calls in the next few days after your credit's pulled. Because you're right now, your credit and your inquiry for money is being sold to the next set of bidders. You have individuals that are calling you, letting you know that your current lender was not able to get you your loan. So you need, and they told us to call in order. Oh my gosh. I've actually had loan officers who were getting a home and they didn't do this. And they've actually been solicited and told that their lender, and they are their darn lender. So they were told that they couldn't qualify. So you have people telling you whatever it is they want to tell you to get your business somehow, some way. I want you to be very leery of that. Be very careful. And if you're getting those kind of calls, I want to make sure you have somewhere to go to get the straight scoop. I'll tell you if you're getting a good deal. We'll look at the loan disclosure, whether it's a closing disclosure later in the game. Just making sure you're getting all the advantages of a lower market, if it is so, or making sure you have the right professional closing and then stick with that individual, because not that they're rare, but there's a lot of people pretending, and I don't want you on the short end of that decision. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. It's a shame because I hear it a lot more so than I have in years past. When I'm hearing about people being asked or told that they should without understanding, because it's not what you do or should know and do daily, you do what you do every single day. I can't pretend to do your job. I may have a knowledge, a general knowledge, but it doesn't mean I should be doing it. I kind of liken it to technology this day and age. I've adapted and adopted quite a bit of it over my years in the business. When I got started, we were just happy to have pagers. You remember those? It kind of beeped and went off, and not even the digital display. They just kind of beeped, and you had to go find a payphone. Yes, people, a payphone. And you had to put money in, and then you pick up the call, and it was a hang up. No one left a message. Darn it. Or they didn't even put their phone number in, so you had a number to call. And you got a voice message with nothing. And it was like, thank you very much. I'm glad I got off the freeway to make that call. Then the next time you didn't get off the freeway, all of a sudden you got to your destination and it was someone 20 miles the other way wanting to go meet with you. Oh my gosh. Oh, such problems. Then we were happy to see fax machines, and then, God forbid, the paper was rolling up and you had to put rocks on both sides to make a copy of it before it disappeared later on. Oh, such problems. A fax machine. Some of those are novelties now too, right? You know, all these things and transgressions and timing. We were typing. Typing, people. No, not the keyboard you're using now. A typewriter. The old Remingtons. And then electric typewriters. Making mistakes. Lining paper back up. We thinking of that. You have the Mimeos, the carbon, and bubble jet printers. And oh my gosh. The things that we had to go through. And we thought that was technology. Now it's like getting on top of the slope and looking down and saying, hey, I'll meet you at the clubhouse. And you're going, and you're trying to navigate down the double diamond. We have so many things that have moved and changed, and we're looking now at AI. I'm not AI. I'm live talking to you today. I'm here on the radio. But soon, you could have a perfect AI possible radio program, I guess. It could be done in multiple languages. You click a button. It could be a different person, AI mic. I don't know. All these things are moving and changing. Who is it that you're talking to? You know, about a month ago, I spent about 10 minutes on the phone trying to convince somebody I wasn't AI. It was a very difficult conversation, and I had a moment of time then, and I decided to continue it because I was ready to give up. But everything I came back to say or do, well, AI can do that. Well, gosh, I couldn't go to a different language. I knew I couldn't do that. But I was giving answers. Well, AI can do that. Okay. All right. It ended up the person on the other end of the phone was an AI professor in college. Okay. They had me. Great. I am now the student, I guess. But for being good at something, you're actually now being categorized as being too good, too perfect. But how can you be too perfect when it's your money and your finances? So I'm going to give you the thought, I don't care about AI. It's you and your finances. You need to be perfect, and this is about your pocketbook. I'm giving you information. You can go to a webinar on Tuesday at 6 p.m., webinar at aheadformoney.com. But I've been in the mortgage space now for 37 years. I've seen it go from where it was to where it is now, many changes in between. Been doing radio for over 18 years. Some people will use AI now for writing emails, communications, and people could then lump them right in and see that it was done and it wasn't anything that they said. But you can use it to make things maybe more descript and then personalize it, change it, and actually have direct items, but not crypt to use it completely. So there's many different ways to utilize, perhaps, and save time. But I'm here to talk to you and have meetings with you and not be an image on your screen or on the phone. I want to deliver a little bit of the old-fashioned way, and that's you saving hard cash. Allowing you to put that money somewhere else where you can use it better. You're trying to work jobs, save money. I want to help retire debt, keep that money on your side of the ledger. If AI can do that, that's great. Maybe not as personalized. Maybe it will be. I don't know. But I want you still to drive the car. I want you to have best information so you can get the best results. We're here at the end of the first quarter of 2024. I want to be there for you going forward, but I want you confident with the information and advice that you're receiving and then you can be the judge. But gaining that information is your first step. Not getting it is not the answer. It's not crawling up in the fetal position, hiding up and curling in a ball, and ignoring progress or advances when it comes to your ability to do better. When I have homeowners who are buying homes, the door slams, they get in, oh my gosh, and then different things occur between this item or that item, or if it's under warranty or it's not, how do I do this? Oh my God, the fuse tripped. Where's the box? Which one is it? The one in the garage, the one outside? Oh my gosh, which one is it? Oh, did I label them right? Oh my gosh, is it under warranty? All these things you worry about. And then if you're buying a home that has pre-existing plants and items, do they have root barriers, or is this going to go into your foundation? Did someone even talk to you about that? Do you have a large tree and you're looking at these massive roots, and is it going to be an obstruction? Did the seller really know? And that's why all these things, you don't have any idea. And that's where the home inspector, your realtor, your other professionals, that's where all that comes into play. You need to understand what you don't understand. You need to rely on others somewhere to gain better information, and then check it and double check it. I want to be part of that for you when it comes to the financial arena, when it comes to lending. We're able to do primary property in 5 states. That's California, Colorado, Texas, Montana, and the state of Washington. I'm able to do DSCR, debt service coverage ratio loans, investment property, in 46 states, not in South Dakota, North Dakota, Nevada, or Vermont. Okay, don't argue about those four. Right now, I can't do those four. So I can help in 46 states. I can help with forward. I can help with reverse mortgages, equity lines, equity loans, commercial, construction. I could do what is called mixed use and cross collateralization loans. Many of our loans right now are even using or utilizing an energy component, whether it's EV chargers, battery backup, panels, whether you're doing land and you're doing solar arrays, items that are helping out the bottom line when it comes to a company, whether it's industrial, commercial, even in some cases, there's residential financing being offered almost half the cost of the existing residential plan. That's coming out here right in the month of April. So all of your residential solar providers are going to find out that the fees are going to go down, and perhaps the interest rates are going to go down, and it's going to be more fruitful for you as a consumer to obtain better financing options on the residential solar side. So that's something that is about to occur. And I've been playing a role on that and some of the setup to some of those aspects as well. So that's something we've been working on. And it's probably going to affect some 10,000 households every single month. And that's putting more money back in your wallet and saving you more money on your panels and other items and your monthly bills. But if you're spending such and such every month on your energy and you're going to spend less, then that's additional residual. And that's kind of where I'm all about. It's saving you money, putting more money in your wallet and spending it where you need to have it spent and spending it less on what your friend at the bank wants you to spend it on. Okay, I want to decrease that interest volume. Your lender loves you. You just don't need that kind of love in your life. I want to show you how that can go away. We've had a very, very good program today. We've actually talked about many things, but really the theme, it's saving you money. It's having your money go in the right spot. It's having you decrease your debt footprint by decreasing your interest volume. And I give you this challenge. Take a look at your current mortgage statement, whether you've had your loan for 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, maybe even 10. You tell me, are you paying less interest monthly than your current principal? Oh, no, I'm even. Well, that's 50%. even if you're paying more towards principal, are you still paying 20, 30, 40% towards interest? Why is that? Let's decrease that footprint. Let's show you what you can do to save money today. 888-543-3980. Go to yourrealestatelife.com. Email me at webinar@aheadformoney.com. I want to set up a webinar time for you. If it's not Tuesday night at 6 p.m., I'm going to give you access. I'm going to give you some links for you to review. It's been a pleasure to be here. I'll be taking your calls after the program. 888-543-3980. Until next week, what kind of loan do you have?
I won't have to work out.
United Mortgage Corporation of America, UnitedForLoans.com, will continue to take your calls after the program. Call now to start your home loan process at 888-543-3980.
You know, I was looking at some statistics again for the first quarter, and you know, it's interesting. On the mortgage side, it's everyone's looking to write a mortgage. All these loan officers, everyone's doing it from an owner standpoint. I'm looking at the numbers. You know what it costs? $11,441 to originate a loan in quarter three of 2023. And then in 24, it went up to $12,485. So, oh my gosh, all this money's being made. You know what? Actually, a lot of lenders were losing money every loan they wrote. Interesting fact. But I'm here to save you money. We're going to make it work. We'll talk next week.